This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Peaceful demonstrations against Myanmar's military takeover have resumed. This follows a violence against protesters a day earlier by security forces, and after internet access was blocked for a second night. Demonstrators turned out early in Yangon and other cities to repeat their protest against the February 1st coup and demand that the nation's elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and members of her ousted government be freed from detention. No reason has been announced for why the government ordered internet access blocked on Sunday and Monday nights. There is widespread speculation the government is installing a firewall system that can monitor or block most or all online activity. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused the United States on Monday of supporting Kurdish militants who Ankara says executed 13 kidnapped Turks in northern Iraq, adding that a U.S. statement of condemnation was a joke. Earlier, Turkey said militants from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party executed 13 Turks, including military and police personnel, amid a military operation against the group. Washington said it condemned the killings if reports that the PKK was responsible and if they were confirmed. Erdogan told supporters of his AK party that the U.S. statement showed it supported the PKK and the Syrian Kurdish YPG force, which Ankara considers an offshoot of the PKK. 48 PKK militants were killed during the military operation, while three Turkish soldiers were killed and three wounded. That's according to the defense minister, Hulusi Akar, in a statement. He also said that 12 of the kidnapped Turks had been shot in the head and one in the shoulders. This is VOA News.